The Cat Who Caught a Killer by L.T. Shearer. Read by Imogen Church. Chapter 1. It was a gorgeous summer's day when Conrad walked into the life of Lulu Lewis. The sky was a cloudless blue, birds were singing in the distance, and the water of the canal was just starting to turn green from the warm weather algal bloom. Lulu was about to go out and cut some fresh mint from the small strip of land on the other side of the towpath. The mooring was hers, courtesy of the Canal and River Trust, but she had squatter's rights on the narrow piece of land between the towpath and the hedge, where she grew a selection of herbs, including mint, rosemary, chives, and thyme. She had just started experimenting with garlic, but hadn't been having much luck. As she looked out of the galley window, she saw a cat heading her way, walking in the middle of the towpath as if he owned it. Lulu could tell it was a Tom, just from the way he strutted along with his tail in the air, but she knew right away that he was special because he was a calico, a mixture of black, white and orangey-brown, and most calicos were female. The cat stopped in his tracks and began sniffing the air, his ears up. The right side of his head was mainly black, with a white patch around the nose and mouth, and the left side was brown and white. His eyes were a vibrant green. He seemed to be looking right at Lulu, and she felt a slight shiver run down her spine. He started walking again. Lulu leaned forward over the double gas hob to get a better view. His front legs and chest were white, his body and tail were thick stripes of black and brown, and his rear legs had white socks. He reached the prow of the boat. The Lark. She hadn't named it. The boat had been 10 years old when she had taken it on. The previous owner, a retired teacher, had owned it from new and had bought it as a lark, he'd said. Lulu had quite liked the name, and anyway it would have been bad luck to change it. It was a traditional narrow boat, painted dark green with black trim and with The Lark in gold capital letters over a painting of the bird. The cat walked slowly along the towpath, past the double cabin, past the toilet, and then he drew level with the galley. He stopped and looked up at her, moving his head slightly and sniffing. His tail was upright like an antenna.
"Well, good morning," whispered Lulu. "What a handsome boy you are."
The cat's ears flicked forward as if he had heard her, and he made a soft mewing sound. He wasn't wearing a collar, but he looked too well fed and clean to be astray. He started walking once more and reached the rear of the boat. He stopped again, then jumped smoothly onto the back deck. Lulu turned away from the window. The cat appeared at the doorway and sat down.
"Welcome aboard," said Lulu.
The cat stared at her for several seconds and then mewed.
"You're welcome to come in," said Lulu. "You'll be my first visitor."
The cat stayed where he was at the top of the four wooden steps that led down into the cabin.
"Well now, Mr. Calico Cat, I'll get you something to drink. Let's see if that tempts you to come in."
Lulu bent down and opened the small fridge that was barely big enough to hold a carton of milk and half a dozen bottles of wine and water. She took out the milk and picked up a white saucer from the tiny draining board. She was just about to pour milk into it when the cat coughed politely.
"Actually, I'm not much of a milk drinker."
Lulu gaped at the cat in astonishment. "What?"
"Most cats are lactose intolerant. They don't have the enzyme that digests the lactose in milk. No enzyme, so no digestion, so the lactose..."